It's S-W-O-P-E-S. My crew, my boo, my weed's the best. So ahead of my time, you can't see me yet. But the last thing you'll ever see is me be stressed.
Hi everybody, how are you? It's me, Elise Swopes, and if you don't know me already, I'm a photographer, videographer, graphic designer, public speaker, I'm a teacher, but most importantly, I am an influencer specializing in brand partnerships on Instagram. Welcome to my podcast. It is podcast number 5, I believe, and we are at the end of January, which is absolutely crazy because 2019 is passing us by. Here we are. Since my last podcast, I have been to Prince's house. I've been to Paisley Park in Minnesota, and that was absolutely unbelievable. We went for my friend Tanya's birthday, and we all drove down there. It was 14 of us girls in 2 cars, and we drove down 6-7 hours out, got a really cool Airbnb, went to Prince's house, and just partied after that, and we had such a great time, and I would definitely suggest going to his house. I mean, his ashes are there. It's such a spiritual situation that you literally, even if you come in as not like a really big Prince fan, I think you would leave even bigger fan of him. So I would suggest, honestly, like anybody, go check it out. So also, I posted my first YouTube. That was really cool for me. I've been saying I'm gonna start a YouTube for quite some time now, and it's nice that I actually followed through, because I think this year is the year where I say something and I actually follow through with it. So that's always really nice, to kind of fall back on your own words and follow through with what you're gonna do and say, because honestly, that hasn't always been my track record. And as much as people may think that I am very well accomplished, I do think that there are a lot of things that I think in my head, I guess, that I don't say out loud, that I don't accomplish, and it makes me feel that I'm not. So it's like those situations where you're doing like a class assignment and you're doing like a presentation and you're like, I forgot like a sentence. Let me run back real quick. But nobody else knew what you wrote. And so like, why don't you just act like you never wrote it and nobody would ever know? So the YouTube's been going good. I think I've got some really good feedback. And you know, the thing about me and YouTube is that I've been really afraid to do it, because I have been afraid of like that thumbs up and the thumbs down. I've been really afraid of people going in on like my videos and saying they suck and stuff like that. But honestly, I haven't gotten one single negative thing yet. So I guess I feel pretty good about that, but I'm not going to just completely say that it's going to be all positive from here on out, because I really can't imagine that it's going to be. Also, I've had a few really awesome meetings about some really cool projects that you guys are all going to find out about soon. March is going to be a really, really big month for me, actually. I'm going to be doing a lot of really fun stuff. It almost feels like kind of like just like a tease to kind of really say that without any context. I apologize, but I promise it's going to be great. I've also got a few like emails recently from Gary V's people, and they are like, Gary V asked us specifically to reach out to you, and he wants to send you some stuff. And I'm like, all right, so let's see what that is. I think I might do like a little unboxing or something on YouTube. I think that'd be pretty interesting, just to see like what Gary V sends to his influencers and like the people that he thinks are really dope and doing cool stuff. So I think that'd be cool and interesting for you guys to see. And if you don't know who Gary V is, Gary V is like this really cool, like he just curses all the time. He's like this really cool, just like inspirational speaker who's just real and gets to the point. And I love that about him and his inspirational speakings, is that it's just, you know, he's saying the real shit. And it's not like anything you've never heard in your life. Like, it's just reminders. The same things I speak about constantly is just reminding people of certain things. And it's not like we don't know this stuff. We just need to be reminded of it every single day, and I need to, and I'm sure Gary does too, even though he's like one of the most special entrepreneurs of our time. But he's also, I'm sure he's got his flaws too, you know, and we all are very honest about sucking. And I think that's the cool thing about Gary is that he thinks sucking is cool. I think sucking is cool too. Like, fuck up more, like keep messing up more so that you can learn more. Why be perfect all the time because you just think you're perfect all the time? Like, never be perfect all the time, ever. Always be messing up. That's the only way you're gonna learn and live life. Life should always be questionable and uncomfortable and weird. Like, never be comfortable. That's completely boring and just unrealistic and just ridiculous. The other thing that I did was take vocal lessons. I might talk about this actually, because I think I'm gonna talk about like my one thing. Actually, no, let me talk about it now. Why not? Someone asked me, like, what's the one thing that I would do if I had, like, no fear at all? Like, nothing to fear. I would even include the need for money. Like, you have unlimited cash, like, you can do whatever. I would say that I would want to be a singer. I really want to sing, TBH. I've always been, like, a singer behind closed doors. I've never really sang in front of people ever. I've always been really weird about it. Like, it's just, it's always been this, like, very strange, like, private thing for me. So I've always wanted to sing in front of people, but I think in 2019, like I've been saying, I'm gonna start doing things that I say I'm gonna do. And I think singing is one of those things where I have been like, I'll see people performing and stuff like that, and I'll be like, I can do that. I know I can do that. You know, if I practice, it's not like, I'm not gonna say like I'll be like perfect right off the bat, but like I feel like my heart would be in it so much that I would really snap on some people, you know. And I don't know if everyone else feels like that, but maybe they do. Maybe I'm just having this like weird human reaction to like stardom where I'm just like, oh my God, I would love to be a singer. But like, no, I really, really want to sing. Like, I do. So I took vocal lessons, and the vocal lessons were really great. I think the thing I took from it is like, we should all be practicing our singing voices as much as we work out. The same way we work out and use muscles that we don't normally use every single day, regular basis, we should be using those and practicing with those. And that's what I got from my vocal lesson. It's really honing in on that concept of like practicing making yourself used to talking a certain way and singing a certain way, or, you know, using your vocals in a natural state. And my natural state isn't necessarily in a lot of the high notes, what I realize. They're in very, like, low. Like, you guys can hear, like, I'm very low. Like, you know. So I have to kind of figure out this, like, it's up here, way up here, So let's get into the conversation, huh? I say we get in the I was chatting a bit with somebody on Twitter about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction to me is quite new. It's not entirely new as it's since like last week or something, but it's like, it's new in a sense where I have completely honed in on it in my 29 years of this life and being and existing. I think this concept is extremely new to me. It's only been in the last year of my life. And I think it's real. I believe in it. And I think what you think and what you speak and how you act and how you do things will manifest the things in your life. It's really, and it's not some crazy, like, magical, like, thing. It's just pure action and reaction. Honestly, it's nothing that crazy. I mean, people are always like, you know, very standoffish about these words. You know, words mean so much. You know, if you say you're plant-based, you're vegan, you know, someone's gonna be like, ah, I don't like vegans. But they won't. But they won't really care if you say you like plants. Like, who cares? You like plants. That's great, right? But like, you say vegan, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, connotations to things, I think, are people generalizing their experiences from that. And I think even words have connotations to everybody, and each word has experience attached. And we can't necessarily assume that each word means the same thing to everybody, even though we have a dictionary. Like, there are feelings to words. And so when we talk about manifesting and the law of attraction, like people are like witches and like weirdness and stuff. It's like, no, it's not witches and weirdness. It's literally just regular shit. If you literally write down shit, then it's gonna fucking happen because you're writing it down and you're talking about it and you're telling people about it. Like, it's really not that crazy. So, the law of attraction, if you don't necessarily know exactly what it is, I will go over it with you. So the first step for me, what I realized was meditating. Meditating is not this like sense of like no emotion and like feeling and you're like sitting in your like silence and you like don't think anything and you like have no like whatever, right? No sense of time, like no. Meditating is literally you're just like feeling and sitting in something and it's whether it's like visualizing it or you're literally just affirming it. It's really not that crazy. I think a lot of people have this misconception of meditating where it's this like outer body experience when really when you're in it, you're just so focused that at a certain point when you separate yourself from your actual mindset, when you do get into the point of meditating, you will realize that your soul and your mind are two separate things, and your mind is really just a problem solver, and it's just like any muscle in your body, like your heart or your lungs or whatever, your stomach. Your mind is there to problem solve for you. So when your mind thinks things, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's real. So you have to dictate with your soul and your heart what is actually honest and true. So when it comes to meditating, you are really just in a moment of time separating your mind from your soul. And maybe some people don't necessarily get that from meditating, but for me, that's what I get meditating from. So another part of the law of attraction as well is visualizing. And visualizing is seeing in your mind, having the imagination of what you intend to have in your day, in your life, in your existence. Sometimes I visualize very horrible things. That's just like, I don't know what that's about, but it's like this like Final Destination like type fucked up shit where I'm like on a plane and I can like almost see that we're crashing, like I can see it, right? But that's not necessarily how I'm manifesting and creating. That's my worry, that's my brain problem solving what could happen. So my visualizing is really setting intentions in the day and saying to myself and writing down my goals, affirming in positive ways, saying this is what's going to happen today. I'm going to, you know, look through my emails. I'm going to organize my closet. I'm going to do this. And so that the next step of that is going to be something else. Visualizing isn't necessarily that if you have to, you know, you have to like knock on wood or something. Like I'm not a knock on wood type of person. I don't think that those things exist. I really don't. And I think that if we visualize in a way where it's realistic and not so magical, we can really get things done. So write down your goals in the day when you wake up. And this is what I've been doing for the last few years is writing down my goals, writing out my affirmations and the things that I want to believe throughout the day. Because the reminders that I write, and I've been preaching this over and over again, the reminders that I write are not these things that I'm just like conjuring up because I'm like this know-it-all. Like, no, I'm literally writing things out from my outside perspective. And I don't know if this was like the shrooms that I've taken plenty of times to get me into this perspective, but I can see myself outside of myself in a way where I'm like, I can kind of like be a friend to myself. That also allows me to really just like laugh at myself, to have fun, to be alone. So affirmations are one thing, a part of the law of attraction, and then talking about the things you want. This is not some crazy thing. Like literally the things that you speak about are creating your surroundings and your existence. Like if you want a new job, tell every single person that you know that you are looking for a new job, and that job will come into your lap. It's not some miracle or some kind of work that is happened upon the gods of existence. Like, this is literally just word of mouth. This is how advertising works. This is how marketing works. This is how, like, human beings exist. You have to tell people what you want so that they can give it to you, because if they don't know, then how the hell are they supposed to ever give it to you? So you're talking about these things, you're praying on them, you're really like manifesting them in your mind so that that manifestation turns to action. So if you're thinking about something, okay, right? So like, I'm thinking. Then you're gonna be talking about it. Then you're gonna be doing it. Then you're gonna be acting on it. It's a chain reaction of existence, and that's why it's also important to think positively. Think well on yourself. Even if, like, sometimes, I mean, honestly, I think negative things about myself all the time. Like, I look in the mirror and be like, I look crazy today. Like, wow. And also, energy matters. Energy is a really, really real thing. Be kind to people. The things that you say to people will come back to you. And I'm telling you, it's a real thing. When you say things and you say mean things about people and you are like judging people, there is an energy about that that stays with you, and it affects you as a human being and your soul. And we are all light of each other, and we are all connected. And I do think that when we judge and when we give a negative energy, there's this like feeling that gets trapped on us personally. And my depression, I think what like came from was all my judgments of not being honest about what I needed to work on and what I needed to do. And I think I needed to also be good to myself. This concept of law of attraction is genuinely also about being good to yourself. The first step to getting any of this is obviously self-awareness and self, like, mindfulness and just self-esteem and self. It's like, just be yourself. And I almost hate that statement, because I think being yourself is like so stagnant and trapped. You don't always have to be yourself. Like, who you are right now is not who you always have to be. Who you are right now can be completely different than 2 minutes, like, in the future, you know, or 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Like, it literally does not even matter. Do not hold yourself stuck to an ideal or a thing, because that means that you won't be able to change and you'll be stuck and you feel trapped and you'll be like, I don't know. I just think that as people, as human beings, we should always be open to evolving and learning and growing and not be stuck in our ways, because that is what is resistance to life. And resistance to how things are is what causes a pain to ourselves. And we have to go with the flow. Go with the flow, but also go with the flow and fight and be yourself and do what you need to do. But like I said, the concept like that we normally think of being ourselves is not what I think being yourself is. Being yourself is being in the moment. Being yourself is being absolutely present. And that includes the rest of what we talk about, law of attraction, which is talking about the good in your life. Talk about the things that you want. Talk about the things that you really love that are happening too. You know, we talked about the thing, like I said earlier, you can talk about the things that you want, but also talk about the things that are really happening in your life at this moment. Talk about the things you are grateful for and the people that you love. And some people, I think, there's some situations that I run into where I'll put a quote out or something and someone's like, well, you don't really understand real loneliness, you know? And I'm like, bro, I might not. Like, I really might not completely understand what you're going through. But, like, maybe this quote is not for you. Like, maybe not everything is for you. And I think some people are at a different level of existence and growth. And sometimes people aren't at the point of law of attraction. Sometimes people need personal forgiveness and just something different and more than what they have now to get to that law of attraction of comfort, to be able to meditate and to visualize and to write down your goals, to have that free space to allow yourself to do what you need to do. You know, don't always feel like that step that somebody else is taking is right for you at the moment, because there's so many other steps and things that need to be done to get to other things. And it's not to be generalized. It's all very unique. Just be honest with yourself, because honesty and transparency is going to get you where you need to go. So also, one of the things that really helped me from the beginning of this transformation of awareness and affirmations and positivity and meditations and visualizing and all these really great things of law of attraction, I was journaling. I still journal every single day. Like I said earlier, we write down our goals. We write down what you want to fix. What, you know, at the end of the day, what were the things that you didn't like about the day? You know, what did you wish that you could have changed? And then also talk about what you loved about the day too. This concept I'm speaking about is called the 5-minute journal. And the 5-minute journal is what initially assisted me on my positivity change. So in the morning, I wrote down 3 things that I was looking forward in the day, and then an affirmation, and then I think that was it. I think those were the 2 things. And then at the end of the night, I wrote down 1 thing that I didn't like about the day. And then I also wrote down 3 things I really liked about the day. And then I think maybe there was something that I was looking forward to tomorrow. But that might just be something that I think is important to include anyway, is something that you look forward to. And so the law of attraction is just a really, really great, wonderful thing that you can use to assist yourself into getting where you want to be. It's not some kind of crazy algorithm of life. It's really just this idea where if you think about something, if you talk about something, if you write it down, you can manifest it for yourself and you can really be exactly who you want to be. Somebody on Twitter asked me what were my thoughts on the Fyre Festival and how was its effect on influencer marketing. I watched both of the documentaries on Hulu and Netflix, and I thought both of them did very different things for very different reasons. And I could tell that Billy was involved for the first one. Obviously, there was so much scam about it. It came out right before the Netflix was supposed to drop. And then, you know, you've got Billy's only interview, which he completely refused to talk into the Netflix one. So it's very clear that there was some kind of involvement from him and that he got paid. But I think that as far as the Fyre Festival goes, Ja Rule is a scammer. Billy is a scammer. I saw a few people that I have met in person on the documentaries talking about the festival, and it really was like, you know, that concept of 6 degrees of separation. Like, I genuinely believe that there was a slight degree of separation from me actually attending. And a friend of mine, Zoe, was invited to take photos. This guy, Taylor, that I know, he actually went. So, honestly... how it affected influencer marketing for me, I am very thorough about my projects. I'm always making sure that there's a contract, making sure that the things that there's not any sketchiness. And I think that's also why Zoe may not have gone, because there was no promise in pay and there was just this weird like trade and like, you know, bungalows or whatever. Like, I don't know. I may have gone, to be quite honest with you, and I may have used the experience to my advantage, because I do think that a lot of the people who were involved had a horrible, horrific situation, but I do think they had this really great upside where they are the influencers of one of the greatest scams of the influencer marketing market at this point. And I think that genuinely that is something, as much as Billy is a scam piece of shit, like, I do genuinely think that that was something really interesting that a lot of people got out of it, is this experience and this weird thing to talk about. And we're all like kind of enamored with this concept of like these influencers kind of getting shitted on. And why is that? Why are we mad at people who are living in their joy by doing what they love to do and being themselves? I'm not sure. Are we jealous? Are we upset? Are we like, what's this feeling? And I think genuinely that there's this feeling of FOMO. You know, I think we all kind of wanted to be shitted on at Fyre Festival in this weird way. Like, I wanted to be the girl on that bus in the documentary that was crying and being like, what the fuck, take us back, you know, because that literally would have been me. Like, I would have been scared and I would have thought everyone was gonna murder me. Like, I don't know, I just, there's this crazy concept of trusting brands and agencies that we've never heard of to invite us on these excursions of a lifetime. And sometimes it's scary because you're stepping into this world of unknown and trust with these people you've never heard of. But also you're like, I want to do this thing called life. So for me, influencer marketing is always this, like, you gotta do your research on who you're involved with. I've never not been paid on a project that I've done, but I've also not been involved with something, that is not true actually. I've been involved with something where there was like this car thing, and they were like, you're gonna have like a private dinner and stuff, and it was like this, it was a complete opposite. It was like all these people waiting in line all across like a couple blocks, and there was no private dinner, and I hardly even got any food myself, and it was just unbelievably, ridiculously, horribly planned. So that'll happen every now and then. You just gotta ride the wave and go with it, and make sure you get your check at the end, and make it look as good as it can, and use it to your advantage. So someone asked me also about taxes. Taxes about being self-employed, and how'd you go about that? Taxes for me are an interesting subject because I've never been taught how to do them myself. I've never even done them myself. I will be quite honest with you. I have always used QuickBooks. I've always used TurboTax. I've always used like different, you know, online things like that, and they've always assisted me and helped me so much. And as of recent, as a person who owns my own business, which is an LLC, and I think everyone should file an LLC so that you get a little bit of tax breaks and have some other things along with your business that you can do. You know, attach your business, your bank accounts to QuickBooks, make sure that you're opening a business account and charging all of your business expenses to this account, and then also, you know, using apps like Mint so you can budget and make sure that you're spending in the right places and doing the right things. Hire an accountant, make sure you're doing research on that accountant. Google people, don't be afraid to type in their names in Google. It's not weird, it's completely okay, because there have been plenty of situations where I may have gotten completely could have avoided a horrible situation, but I didn't Google someone or something for a project and I lost money or whatever, so it happens. So file an LLC, and then also have somebody you can trust who is, you know, highly rated on Yelp or highly rated on Google or something like that, who can really assist you in getting you in a better situation. And then also, someone asked me about photographer gloves. Photographer gloves. I've heard a lot about the Valorette gloves. I think that's what they're called. They're really, really nice. They have like a pocket on them, which I don't quite understand why that is, but hey, there's pockets on gloves, I guess. Maybe you gotta switch. Actually, no, I'm gonna keep it buck. I've been sold out those because I don't use gloves when I shoot. I switch too much between like my phone and the camera, and like I'm just making too many moves for me to feel like I want to wear gloves, and my hands will freeze on account of that, but that's okay. But I think what I'm going to do at this point, because I am talking about this like right now, and I have done quite a bit of research on these gloves, the Valorette, Valerett gloves, the Ipsuit. They're the best rated photographer gloves out there, and I have heard things about them myself, so I would like to absolutely say that those are good gloves. Okay, so somebody else asked me about, what do I do if I get burnt out? I think there's a plethora of wonderful things that you can do if you get burnt out. You know, I, quite honest with you, I've been burnt out plenty of times. I've just been frustrated. I've just been like, oh, I just need to take a little break. I think breaks are absolutely necessary when you're just in a rut, or you're just tired, or just something's just not working. It's really quite simple, where there's just a fix of one of these wonderful things. So go for a walk, go outside, get out of your humble abode. The air is going to help you just think different and be different and breathe different. And I think breath, sometimes the way that we breathe genuinely, will change the way that we feel. And breathing can intensify anxiety, can intensify depression, it can intensify a lot of things. And that's why also asthma has a lot to do with a lot of mental illnesses. So you really have to think about that. So make sure you get some air and go for a walk and get some exercise. And then also be honest with yourself about what you're doing and what you're not doing. If you're burnt out, you know, are you not up to date with something you put on the calendar? Are you not, you know, doing something, just anything that you know that you should be working on? Be honest with yourself and really follow through with that honesty and be transparent with yourself, because no one's going to hold you accountable besides yourself. And that weird feeling that hovers above you when you know you're supposed to be doing something is real. Like, just do it. Do that thing that you know you're supposed to be doing. Also, self-care. Make sure you're, you know, taking a shower, brush your teeth, wash your face, like put on some clean clothes, put on some deodorant, just smell good, just feel good. It doesn't need to be anything crazy or fancy, just something that makes you feel happy and whole and good. Make yourself feel good. And then we've also got baby steps. Simplify what's going on with you. Simplify your life. Simplify the steps and your goals. If you're overwhelmed or you're feeling like things are getting a little crazy and out of hand, take baby steps. Use a pen and a paper. Write out what you're doing and what you're trying to do. And I think sometimes in our head, things look so much more complicated than they really are. But if we really just step outside ourselves and just write it down and kind of piece it together in these really small baby steps and checklists, we can really see that things aren't really that bad. And just simplify what's going on. Burnt out, simplify it. Just get it right, get it tight. Also, take a nap. Taking a nap is like top 10, top 5, top 2, top 1 things to most likely help you and assist you with getting through anything you need to get through. Taking a nap has sometimes switched me from mood 1 to mood 10. So go for the nap if you need. And also, last but not least, ask for help. Make sure you're asking for help if you absolutely need it. Asking for help is going to honestly switch you from zero to a hero, man. I mean, it's not against the books to ask anyone when you need help, and don't be locked and stressed for no reason. I've noticed that there are plenty of situations where I was stressed out for no reason and I could have easily just asked someone I know or someone next to me to assist me, and they'd be more than happy to assist. So just, there's no hurt in asking, there's no hurt in anything. So just always ask for help if you need it. So those are my steps for being burnt out. I hope that they help. And honestly, those are a ton of my thoughts on a ton of things, you guys. I'm not gonna try to push for 45 minutes anymore, because I almost feel like it's like I'm just pushing too hard to talk, and I would rather it just be super authentic and like what it is, you know. So I think at this point I'm like super good on what I've said, and I'm also just, thank you for staying this long, and thank you for listening to all my podcasts so far. I can't wait till this keeps getting better and better and we just have more time together, because I just know that there's so much more we can speak about, and there's so much more that's going to happen with time too. We're dealing with a lot of stuff in the world, and I mean, I can't necessarily speak for everybody and their problems, but I can sure tell you that I am just proud of the progress that we are making as human beings. And sometimes it might feel that we are super lax and we're super behind and that everybody is ridiculously crazy, but I promise people like me and people like you are here to keep all this really great stuff going. So I'll see you next time on my podcast, you guys. Take care. Keep being great. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.